In the name of the Father, and the Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today, the Church celebrates the feast of the entry of the Lord into Jerusalem, one of the great or the major feasts in the Church. And of course, we understand the meaning why we celebrate today. It's again for all of us to receive the Lord in our hearts and our life as a King, and proclaim him as a king for our lives and for all of what we have. There are many meanings we can extract from the gospels of today, or the reading of today. First of all, we notice that the Lord said to his disciples, when he was instructing them about how they are going to get him the donkey and the colt, he said, if anybody asked you, then you answer and say, the Lord has need of them. The first time we hear in the scripture that God or the Lord is in need of anything, and for the first time we hear that he is in need of something, it would be this very humble creatures, two animals, a donkey and a colt. And this should signify something also for us. If the Lord is in need of these two humble creatures to do something in the plan for salvation, then what about all of us? We are all called not only to be Christians or his name to be called upon us, but also there is something for us that we have to contribute in the plan of salvation of the people around us. It was a story about a man who was called to be a priest, and he was so much hesitant, thinking of himself and saying, how I'm going to accept this service? I cannot do it. It's too much for me. I'm a sinful person. And when he was in the church, in an occasion of the Palm Sunday, he heard these words again. And he heard the Lord saying that he has need of these two creatures. Then he said of himself, even if the Lord is in need of a donkey and a colt, then for sure, then he can make use of me, and he can make out of me something profitable and fruitful. Nobody can excuse himself by saying that I am inadequate. I don't know anything. What can I do? I come to the church maybe as a person who watch. I come to hear, but I have no role because I have no talent. We cannot say something like this. The man who excused himself, who was given the one talent, he was not justified. The Lord did not accept from him saying that I didn't do anything with my talent. Today, the calling is for all of us. If you are called, then you have to know what you are called for and not excuse yourself by saying, I'm inadequate. The Lord was in need of a donkey and a colt. The second meaning that we can extract from the readings of today is that the triumphal entry of the Lord to Jerusalem was part of the pattern of his humility. It was consistent all through his life, since the time he came in flesh till the time he lifted up to heaven. His humility was never something questionable. He chose to come from a poor girl to be his mother. He chose to be born in a very low place, that's a manger. He chose to work as a carpenter, gaining his wage from the work of his hand. He also have assembled people to be his disciples, and he did not have a place for himself to have rest. It's a very consistent pattern showing whom is the Lord whom we worship, a humbled and meek person, that he wants all of us to go after his pattern. Every time we go in life with pride and arrogance, we are at that time actually in the likeness of his enemy. Every time we choose to go in his according to his pattern, then we choose to be in his image and his likeness. The third meaning that we can learn from this feast is that the people who accept, who receive the Lord in Jerusalem, they laid their clothes under his feet. Those who accept the Lord as king should lay everything under his feet. Sometimes we see this in the Crusades, that the people say, whoever accept the Lord, let him come down and say that I accepted the Lord as king. Then how this is translated in your life? It's very easy to say. Anyone can say like this, I accept the Lord as King. I accept Him as a Savior. So what? What you are going to do in order to translate this acceptance into life? Those people who really proclaim Him as King in their life, then they obey His commandment. Then they do everything according to His good will. They go after Him with sincere heart, as soldiers willing even to sacrifice their lives in order to glorify the name of the King whom they worship and they go after. If all of us today come with palm leaves and wave it and say, Hosanna to the Son of Highest, Hosanna to the King of Israel, remember that it is not only a song that we come to chant in the church. It's a life that should be lived here and outside the church as well. These clothes was token for the people's heart. If you cannot accept Him in your heart and this will change your life, then all of these words are in vain. The fourth meaning that we learn from this feast is that when the Lord entered to Jerusalem, the first place He went to was His temple. And then what did He do? He purged out the people, He overthrew the tables, and of course by doing this, He made many people upset. But actually, who said that He came to make the people like pleased with whatever He was doing? He was doing the right thing. And this right thing might upset some people, but it doesn't matter. Principles stand before anything else. Yes, He came to gain the people. He came to make Himself known to them. He came to save others, and He cannot save the people unless the people would like Him. But meanwhile, this objective of gaining the people did not hinder Him from doing the right thing. Yes, I want everybody to know Me. I love everyone. But meanwhile, when it comes to the holiness of the temple, the house of God, then this is not something that He might make a compromise in order to gain people for. The last meaning that we are going to talk about today is that those people who received Him in this day, the people estimate them like a number of maybe 500,000, and some people say 1,000,000, a huge multitude came to receive Him and shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. 4 days from now, on Great Friday, the same people will shout and say, crucify Him. How did this happen? How did the people change it that fast from today receiving Him as a King and denying Him after 4 days? Many reasons we can think of. Maybe the people who received Him today as a King, they were praising power and authority, thinking that it is the time for this man to restore the kingdom to Israel. Then we are like hailing the King and receiving Him because everybody prays authority. People like so much to go after whoever is powerful and praise Him. After 4 days, He came and they see Him as a weak person under trial, and He was about to be persecuted. This image was that they imagined Him as an earthly king was distorted and broken. Then let them crucify Him. Maybe those people are like some of us who know how to follow only at good time. They are very comfortable to come to the church when they are okay. Everything is going fine with them. But at the time of affliction, when they are in tribulation, it's very easy for them to deny Him. We do the same. We should not condemn the Israelites who did this. We sometimes come to Him whenever like we feel okay, we feel blessed, we have things to thank Him for. And at the time when we have problems and troubles, then we deny Him. Let us search for another Savior. Maybe those people who denied Him after 4 days, they got upset because He purged them out, He overthrown the tables. If you came to us, you do whatever is pleasing to us. This is the way we will always elect you as a king. But He didn't do that. He did what should be done. Then maybe this made the people upset because of that. Maybe also most of the people who received Him today as a king and also denied Him 4 days and asked for Him to be crucified, they were under the temptation of being in agreement with the multitude. Like you find sometimes people, when there is a demonstration, they go in it. even without knowing what is the reason of this gathering or demonstration. Some people, they like to go with the crowd. If the crowd is saying hail to the Christ, then they say with them hail to Christ. If the crowd says crucify him, then they just go and say crucify him. Like some of us, sometimes when we come to the church, we hear the deacon saying Hosanna to the Son of David. Then we say with them Hosanna to the Son of David. We go outside the church, we hear the people blaspheme against God, maybe denying him, maybe seeding doubt, and we do not say anything. Sometimes even we are to be tempted to say like what they say and to do what like what they do. How this happened? It is when there is nothing solid that the man believe in, then he can be shaped according to the gathering. If I am in the church, I say to the Hosanna to the King of David, the Son of David. If I'm outside with the people who say crucify him, I would say the same. It's a lesson for all of us today to learn that we should always receive him as a Lord, as a King, not only by words, but by a life of repentance and righteousness. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.